Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker raised $3.5 million during the first 6 months of 2013. That is much greater than the last 6 months of 2012, when the governor raised $474,000. The latest fundraising numbers were released yesterday. University of Wisconsin-Green Bay political scientist Michael Kraft is with us this morning to decipher the figures. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
This seems like a large sum of money, $3.5 million. How do you read it?
Well, I guess I read it a little differently. It seems like a large amount compared to historic elections in Wisconsin. On the other hand, if we go back and look at the 2010 gubernatorial election and especially the recall election, the amounts were far greater than this. So in a way, this is a down payment on the election that's coming up, but it looks like it would be less than what the governor spent in 2010 and during the recall.
Let's drill in a bit to the Walker figures. One of his spokespeople makes the case that 80% of the money comes from people that have contributed $50 or less, which I guess would mean that 20% of it amounts to more than $700,000. Is that a sizable sum?
I read the numbers as saying that so far the governor's drawing money from a larger base of contributors than I think was true in the last two elections. It's still a sizable amount of money, and I think what we're looking for in part is how much of this is coming from outside the state and how much inside the state and how much from contributors who supported the governor in the previous two elections, the recall in 2010. And I haven't seen those numbers yet.
You mentioned it. We don't have the numbers yet on where exactly the money for Walker came from, which would include out-of-state donors. The governor has made frequent trips out of state. Can we at least assume that he's getting a sizable amount from that source?
I would assume so. And, of course, bear in mind, I think all the listeners understand the governor has pretty much indicated he's also a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, which is one reason he is traveling around the country and giving keynote speeches at a lot of meetings, and presumably that's going to generate some revenue as well. And for him to move into the presidential nominating contest, he not only must win re-election, but he must do so decisively. The Democrats, of course, will try to make that difficult for him. But if we look at the spending, I was looking this morning at the spending in the recall election, and the governor spent 10 times as much as Tom Barrett did, almost $30 million versus Barrett's $3 million. So it could be we'll still see a sizable disparity in the difference between the governor and his opponent, whoever that might turn out to be.
Does it naturally follow, Professor, that the candidate with the most money to spend is the winner most of the time?
Well, that's a good question. No, I mean, we certainly can find cases around the country and in Wisconsin where the person spending the most money does not necessarily win. But these days, money buys a lot. It buys a lot of television advertising. It pays for a lot of campaign activities. And, of course, we're going to see, we talked about money from outside the state. We're going to see a lot of what the press usually calls independent expenditure groups and issue ad groups. And if you take into account those, that can be a significant portion of what is spent. So it's not just what the governor raises and spends, it's what his supporters raise and spend. Some of that also was, of course, coming from outside the state. So this would be, because of the governor's ambitions nationally, this election will be carefully watched, and I would certainly expect there to be a great deal of fundraising outside the state.
And one last question regarding a Democratic candidate when that time comes. Will the Democrats be able to catch up and raise sufficient sum to put on a good contest?
Yeah, good question. It's hard for a party to raise money when there's no candidate and where people may be hesitant given the results of the last two elections against the governor. So the Democrats really have some hurdles they are facing here. There's no Democrat has announced. There's some talk about a former State Commerce Secretary, Mary Burke, possibly being interested. There was talk a few years ago about Russ Feingold possibly being interested. So the Democrats are in a real pickle here because they don't come up with a nominee real fast. It's going to be hard to raise money and to compete with the governor. And so the governor's got a really heck of a good start with the $3.5 million. That's one way to read this, that he's not sitting back waiting for the Democrats. He's out there raising money already. The Democrats are playing the game of catch-up.
UW Green Bay political scientist Michael Kraft with us this morning. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Professor.
Yep, happy to be here.